You're listening to the Hello Wyoming Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hello Wyoming Podcast. I'm Charles Lammers with the Wyoming Office of Tourism, and in this episode, we're discussing the beautiful Big Spring Backway with Mary Cernicek. Mary, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do for the U.S. Forest Service.
Absolutely. Thanks, Charles. I'm so happy to be with you guys today. My name is Mary Cernicek, and I am the Public Affairs Officer and the Strategic Planner for the Bridger-Teton National Forest. Definitely a mouthful, but it brings with it a lot of benefits. I've gotten to be here on the Bridger-Teton since the year 2000 and have since had a lot of time to explore the beautiful resources and acreages and everything that Western Wyoming has to offer. So I dabble a little bit in the telling the story of the Forest Service, kind of what you can do on the forest, and then translating some of the bureaucratic ease out of different decisions and processes that the Forest Service has to adhere to that are handed down from Congress and our government. But other than that, I do get to talk about some of the fabulous resources and recreational opportunities, and then just the things you can see and experience in this piece of the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem.
Fantastic. Sounds like a fun career in a beautiful area.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, when you think about it, when it comes to like the Bridger-Teton, it's one of the largest national forests in the lower 48. So in the continental United States, you have this huge forest that, you know, there's a piece that just to the north of us that's Yellowstone National Park. Then there's this tiny piece that's Grand Teton. And then we have this National Elk Refuge that's kind of right on the edge. And so other than that, you've got the Bridger-Teton, which looks like a giant tooth that just spreads from northern Wyoming all the way down to the south. And then you have BLM lands that's kind of moving around and interspersed. And so we're pretty lucky to have such a large ecosystem where, you know, ultimately it brings lots of large animals and wildlife and ungulates and habitat to the area. So it's quite the mecca for wildlife viewing, among other things.
Absolutely. And through that ecosystem, the Big Spring Scenic Backway passes through. The Big Spring Scenic Backway is a 68-mile route from Kimmer to Cokeville in Wyoming's southwestern Lincoln County that drives through the Tump Mountain Range in the Bridger-Teton National Forest. This byway is a dirt road, so good tires and high-clearance vehicles are highly recommended when traveling this backway. So, Mary, what is the history behind this scenic backway? I know it goes way, way back.
There's a lot of history along the Big Spring Scenic Backway, but it's actually one of the newest backways that we have on the Bridger-Teton National Forest. So of the three, it's our most junior. But the history, just there's geological history because, I mean, you're right there by a Fossil Butte National Monument. So there's an incredible like mecca and ton of resources for people that are, you know, passionate about geology and the different formations and just the things that had happened through there. But with it comes some cultural history as well. I mean, this is also the place where we do have the Lander Cutoff Trail, and it's a portion of the Oregon Trail. So some of that westward expansion and that early history of the United States also passes through this beautiful area, this Big Spring Scenic Byway.
That sounds incredible. So people could potentially be traveling where pioneers actually stood when they first settled the area.
Where pioneers actually stood, you can still see remnants, Charles, of the ruts from the wagons that came across that have like left their mark. And that, you know, it's endless amount of time, right? Like it just doesn't, you'll see that a lot of the area, because it is national forest, because it is public land, is still relatively untouched. I mean, there's definitely whispers of civilization, whispers of the past, because you'll see different settlements in those, some of those historic, you know, the ruts or the evidence that mankind has touched the area or been through, but otherwise relatively unchanged. It's pristine waters. It's the tall grasses that are swaying through the valleys. You have the fishing, the wildlife, the wildflowers that are out. And then even in the winter, while you can't see the wagon ruts per se, you know, you can still see the valley and why certain areas in the geography were more passable or at least more friendly to those that pushed their way west than others.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I know in a lot of spaces of the Oregon Trail, there are wagon ruts that go up a 45-degree angle over rocks, and it's incredible to see that wagons traveled. Well, not just wagons, but many, many wagons traveled over that kind of terrain.
Well, and just the ruggedness of the area too, right? Like just, and the temperatures and the climate that we have through here, it's not always the most hospitable.
Yeah, it's surreal. Surreal to think about. So I'm going to call Kemmerer the base city for the Big Spring Scenic Backway as the largest town closest to the Big Spring Scenic Backway. Let's talk a little bit about Kemmerer and some of the amenities that it has. Many people don't know that Kemmerer is the hometown for the JCPenney company, and their mother store was located there for a long time. Now it's a museum, I believe. What other amenities would you be able to talk about around Kemmerer?
Oh, no, you're correct. You know, that JCPenney's, the first store that was open there that is a museum, is something that you definitely want to hit while you pass through the town of Kemmerer. But it also depends on how much time you have in that area. If you can make your way to Fossil Butte National Monument, which is just outside, that is absolutely worth a stop with a beautiful visitor center and gives you a really good picture of kind of what was going on before we were all here. And then I guess it's always a treat if you can make it in the end of summer to go to the Oyster Ridge Music Festival in Kemmerer. They put on a great show. It's a free music festival, but that's something that the town's pretty proud of. And it's a really great time to enjoy some bluegrass, to enjoy rock, to enjoy country, whatever it is. But spending your time down there in Kemmerer, whether it's hitting the shops or you're camping out on the forest, but spending your evenings doing some of that Oyster Ridge is not to be missed.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun for sure. What is your favorite part about the Big Spring Scenic Backway? If you had to pick something, is it the landscapes? Is it the wildlife? I know it's hard to pick one. Sounds amazing. I imagine the waters up there are just pristine.
It is hard to pick just one, but the favorite part would be just being in the Tri-Basin area. And that Tri-Basin divide, you do have your three watersheds. And each one of those different rivers have their own special species of native cutthroat trout. And that's pretty spectacular. And it's kind of a special part along this backway that stands out, not only in the Bridger-Teton National Forest, but in Western Wyoming as a whole. It's probably one of the better spots if you're an angler to really get out there and to try your hand at catching some of those trout, whether it's the Snake River fine spotted cutthroats, the Colorado River cutthroats, or the Bonneville cutthroats. You know, this is where you get to see it. And those three rivers, you know, you're starting out with the headwaters of the Grays River. We're starting out at 8,680 feet. So we're kind of up there. And then that Grays River is actually what's you know, coming through and careening and slicing and, you know, carving a path between the Wyoming and the Salt River mountain ranges. And so with that Grays, it's gathering more and more tributaries, and it's picking up more and more water and becoming larger and larger river as it tumbles downstream through the Bridger-Teton. And that's the real stronghold. If you are a fisherman, that's where you want to be for those Snake River fine spotted cutthroats. That's such a great spot to try your hand at some of that fishing. And then from there, if you kind of look to the south, that second watershed that you'll see is that LaBarge Creek. And LaBarge Creek ultimately joins the Green River and then tumbles into the Colorado River. So this is another one that is just, you know, the views you can get from even just being in the basin along this scenic byway, you know, you can get a real appreciation of these headwaters and that they are holding so much of this life-giving water for this entire area that ultimately is spilling into the entire Western United States. So then just to the west, you would see that you're right there at the upper reaches of the Smith's Fork River, and that ultimately is going to feed into the Bear River and then tumble out into the rest of the Great Basin.
Sounds spectacular. I can't wait to go and fly fish that area. It sounds absolutely gorgeous. Staying on the topic of outdoor recreation, Wyoming is legendary for its outdoor recreation opportunities, and the Bridger-Teton National Forest is one of the more famous areas known for outdoor recreation. Can you talk a little bit about some of the outdoor recreation opportunities you have surrounding the Big Spring Scenic Byway and in the Bridger-Teton National Forest?
Absolutely. So we've talked a little bit about the fisheries, and that's like unparalleled. We have wild native Snake River fine spotted cutthroats. We have all these spawning habitats for these fish, you know, because of all these different tributaries that we come in. So certainly if you're an angler, this is the place you want to be, but there's much more. The Hams Fork Campground, if you're needing a camping kind of facility, that's pretty much a must stop there. So you can be like right out there in a very quiet spot, but you can still have some of those amenities like your drinking water and having, you know, your fire ring and that kind of thing. But if you're looking for a more primitive experience, almost all along that entire Big Springs Scenic Byway offers you these opportunities to pull out and have your own little piece of this paradise. You're not going to see a lot of people out here, but what you will see is fireweed. You will see gorgeous Indian paintbrush. You're going to have moose moving through. I mean, this is really incredible moose habitat all along that Hams Fork Road in particular. You're going to see lots of sandhill cranes and just wildlife in general, because, you know, this is you being able to interact with nature in the most primitive of the environments. But you do need to be ready for some cold temperatures. It definitely can get a little nippy there in the early mornings and in the evenings, even into the summer. It's not unheard of to have snow even on the 4th of July.
Absolutely. And on that note, well, I want to ask a question about amenities and preparedness before taking the Big Spring Scenic Byway. But before we get that far, I wanted to kind of touch on the fall foliage opportunities along the Big Spring Scenic Byway. I know there's a good bit of birch and aspen in that area that just give bright colors in the fall.
So we are so proud of the fall colors and the way when it turns, it is breathtaking. And don't blink. I mean, it lasts only a minute, but it also changes minute by minute. The golds, the reds, and the orange hues that you get just from the aspen as they change, unparalleled. And I mean, and it's all set off, like you can still see like Wyoming Peak in the background. And then you have, you know, these different conifers that really can just make those colors pop. So the other thing at that elevation, it's not uncommon to have like the first falls of the snow where it's just delicately hit the treetops like powdered sugar. And then you have like the fall colors turning as you're going along. So it is absolutely a gorgeous drive to make. And I do recommend hitting it more in the early side or later in the evening, because that ups your chance of seeing some of the wildlife, because they're most active in that those cooler parts of the fall, in that earlier part of the morning or later in the evening.
Sounds like a beautiful thing to see and great to know about what time to go out and see wildlife and the beautiful scenery in that area. So when you take a scenic backway such as the Big Spring, you need to be prepared. There's not a lot of amenities because we are seeing a lot of rugged landscape. Are there gas stations outside of Kemmerer or anywhere around there, or is this something that you would need to be prepared for ahead of time?
No, that's a really good point. When you start out on this byway, you are definitely heading into a remote area. So there's no mini marts, there's no cell phone service, there's really not a lot of other people. So you do need to be pretty self-contained, and you got to pay attention to a lot of stuff. The roads are rugged. I mean, this is gravel roads for a good portion of it. Once you leave that paved area, you're kind of heading into the wilds of the forest. And so really good tires is a must. Depending seasonally, there can be some small stream crossings that you'll be doing, you know, not super deep, but you need to know how to drive through some water. And you need to be ready for that. And then having someone know where you're going is critical. So even before you head out, making sure that you've told someone, this is my route, this is who I'm with, this is when I expect to be at home, and then checking in with them when you get out, that's pretty imperative. I tell folks, always travel with enough food to get you through 2 days. doesn't have to be gourmet meals, but you know, you should at least have a box of granola bars in your car. And you do need to have like that sleeping bag, something for warmth to keep you at least somewhat comfortable if something less than desirable happens to you, whether it's a blown tire or a road washout or just, you know, your inability to navigate and make it back at your designated time.
Absolutely. Great tips and good things to consider before heading out on the Big Spring Scenic Byway. Regarding accessibility, could one bring a two-wheel drive vehicle on the Big Spring Scenic Byway, or is it recommended that four-wheel drive vehicles be used on this road?
We recommend a four-wheel drive vehicle and high clearance vehicle. We look for both because the road is pretty primitive. It's gravel and it is subject to different kinds of water running through it and washing out in different spots. So you definitely want to have a little bit of knowledge about driving some of these more challenging and navigating some of these more challenging dirt roads before you even attempt something like this.
Got it. And is this backway open year round or is it closed in the winter months?
It's actually not passable in the winter months. We're looking at some elevations and some reaches of the forest that there is no snow plowing. So we let Mother Nature take care of when that opens up. But that being said, we do ask people to never, ever travel on these roadways when they're super wet and soft. You know, give them a week or so after the snow comes off before you even try to traverse on them. Otherwise, you can find yourself rim deep in some mud and tear the road up where it does make it impassable for other visitors.
Definitely. That doesn't sound like any fun. So in closing here, what do you think, in your opinion, sets the Big Spring Scenic Backway apart from Wyoming's other scenic drives or other areas of the state?
Besides the incredible scenery that you would get going along the Big Spring Scenic Byway, you also have access to that little glimpse into historical and cultural past. If you really think about, you know, being right there where the pioneers were, this Lander Cutoff Trail and this piece of the progress that all of our settlers were making as they were heading westward, this really is one of those special, unique spots along Wyoming that would give you an idea of some of the hardships that these settlers endured and just some of the, I guess, just the ruggedness that they had to navigate to make their way west.
Well, the Big Spring Scenic Byway is a wild place and great for those seeking adventure. Be sure to check it out when you're in Southwest Wyoming. Mary, thank you for being here with us today to share more information on the Backway and the Bridger-Teton National Forest.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And to our listeners, when visiting Wyoming, make sure you travel responsibly. Visit travelwyoming.com as you plan your Wyoming vacation. And don't forget to follow along on our social media channels and use #Wyoming and #ThatsWhy as you post. See you on the next episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.